Hit it. Yeah. See me and the boys, we don't like it. So we're getting up and going down. High to low, looking right to left. If you see us coming, I think it's best. You move away, do you hear what I say? From under my breath. We'll let it go into the change. There's going to be a jailbreak. Somewhere in Germany. That was a rocking band in the good old days. Thin Lizzy.
Good old days.
I don't know. That was by far their best song. They had a few good ones. But that one got everybody rocking.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yes. Okay.
I forgot.
3 years.
3 years and a couple of months. Which, of course, to be time served because he's been in
3 months.
Monica is out, so I'm sure they'll be monitoring her carefully.
Well, she was
sentenced
to
10 months.
And no
matter where she goes in the world, she's never going to be safe from those people.
Oh, that's right, right. So her 10 months is time served?
Yeah, she's done. She's been locked up for how long?
Right. Yeah, okay. So so she's not going back unless she expresses herself again. Right? So we need to get a jailbreak going.
Silence the world, man.
Yeah.
You know, payback's coming, brothers and sisters. Just, you know, it's getting so close. We're watching everything. Eli and I have been discussing here and on other shows this invasion coming from the South to the United States. We want to see what Trump is going to do. If the liberals and the whiners have their way, they'll let them all in, and that will be the end. If they allow that. If Trump lets it slide and knuckles under, it's war, folks. It's just you know, I'm sorry, but that's that leaves us no recourse except self-defense because it's going to get more and more violent. These people are mostly criminals. Oh, they're fleeing They're fleeing bad conditions. Well, they're bringing the bad conditions here.
That's right.
I mean, you know, come on, folks.
Yeah.
When is enough enough? You know, when is the white man going to stand up and be a white man again? I don't know. A few of us are. But doggone few. I just don't. You know, they're scattered out, the rednecks here and there. But you got to understand that the rednecks are some of the finest kind of people, man.
That's right.
They're the real deal. They're the old Americans that would fight, you know.
Pale faces.
If you insulted their family or their wife or whatever, I mean, you had a problem.
Yeah.
And that's how a man should be. You know, you be respectful to them. You don't have any trouble. But you start acting up, start doing all this bad stuff, and you let all these mutts in, and the rednecks have no tolerance for the mutts. And they're just, you know, it's...
Unless it's a dog.
Well, that's a good mutt, but I'm talking about two-legged mutts.
Right.
And it's getting to the point where... people have had enough, and it's not just going to be young people. It's going to be old people too, because they remember when, and a lot of us just say, "Hey, look, we got nothing to lose. We might as well take a bunch of them with us when we go." And
yeah, so that, Alfred, Alfred needs your prayers. There's going to be a jailbreak, and we're hoping to get him out before 3 years are over. If you know, if he's willing to go to so much trouble to go into jail, he maybe will go to trouble to get out of jail. But Alfred was our co-host on Fake News Now this last summer for about four shows. And he told me that he was going to go to that courtroom and, you know, speak up on behalf of his sister. I advised him not to because he's not going to do any good in jail. He'd be much more, productive outside of jail and to getting the word out. But he insisted he was ready for bear. He wanted to kick Jew butt, so that's what he did.
Well, sometimes gets the bear, and sometimes the bear gets you.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see. If maybe the outrage caused by this, because more and more people are beginning to get outraged over this holy hoax business, and so.
Well, a lot of the German youth are. Getting more and more militant. I mean, they may have a revolution in Germany before they have one here.
Yeah.
Which would not be a bad thing.
Yeah, that would be bad at all.
They get risks on those lib politicians over there, take them out and decorate some lampposts with them.
Yeah, that's right.
Send a message.
Make some soap out of them.
Oh, man. No, I wouldn't want to wash with that.
Yeah, right.
Ew.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Why dirty up the water?
There you go.
All right. And so we got what do they call the caravan? I've been out of touch, folks, because my modem died last Sunday, right after Voice of Christian Israel. And so I've been out of touch for practically this whole week. And I got my modem going yesterday. And so I'm just catching up with...
had to reset everything. Now,
right. Yeah, had to reset everything again. But apparently I did it right because we're live. So, yeah. And Steve couldn't hear the intro music, so I had to reset Skype. And it's a new version of Skype. I just got used to the recent update. Now it's changed it again. Now I have to get used to another version of Skype. So anyhow, we got it all going about 3 minutes before showtime. So helter skelter.
I've got dry clothes on. I left to go to a restaurant. I wanted to have something that I didn't cook. I went to this buffet that we usually go to. It's called Golden Corral. And it was just barely misting when I left. And I come out of the restaurant, and it's the monsoons. The sky's opened up. So I got home, and I was thoroughly soggy. Rode my motorcycle in the rain.
Right.
Still crazy after all these years.
Hope you had your fedora to keep you...
No. I had my Army field jacket on.
Oh, boy.
With the liner.
Yeah.
And I have a cold weather Army hat, the camo.
Right.
Goes down. I don't know hat under that, but it's waterproof. So the jacket got wet. I got it hanging up in the bathroom on a big, huge hanger.
Right.
And let it air dry. I don't want to throw that jacket in the dryer and it up.
Right. Right.
That's an expensive jacket.
Okay. Okay. All right. So and then we got the caravan.
Hello there, Relight One. How are you tonight?
Buy more ammo. Yeah. Drink more sangria. Right?
I'll take care of that right now. I needed a little.
There you go. Bulletproof coffee.
Oh man.
Yeah. So
it's been a hectic week for me too.
Yeah. Now, I heard something about the Texas governor or lieutenant governor said if any of these, I don't know what country they're from, Mexico or whatever,
Honduras
says,
or South America, there are all these MS-13 people coming up.
Right, yeah. So he said if they try to cross the border, they'll be met with live ammunition, if I heard that rumor correctly.
Well, the Texicans themselves, not the federal troops, now the federal troops may try to arrest the Texans.
Okay.
That ought to be an interesting.
That would be interesting, yes. Yeah, yeah. Oh, man, it's going to be a revolution, folks. It may start in Texas.
Well, they're pushing and pushing and pushing. It's going to have to snap somewhere. And, Texas is as good a place as any, but there's some tough people down there.
Right, right. Okay, well, this morning we did a show with Andy about the noxious doctrine called the Rapture, and it's part one of a show. But I had briefly alluded to another Rapture doctrine, namely the secret Rapture. Which a lot of people don't, it can't really be a secret anymore because they've made movies and documentaries and books, So
all of a sudden, poof, somebody's gone.
Yeah, right.
If they're driving a semi and they're a born again Christian, and they just disappear and the semi crashes into a bunch of people. And,
yeah, it kills them all.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, gory Christianity.
Well, it says that people will be taken in the Bible.
Yes.
But then those that are left behind are the remnant that are to fight the battle.
That's right.
They've got it backwards. They're not going to take out the good people.
Yeah, the good people will be
when
here
Yeshua
to bring in the kingdom.
When comes back, he's coming back with flaming fire and vengeance and wrath. And they're going to slay all of those that are enemies and don't know Elohim, okay, Yahweh.
Yes.
They're going to be killed. But they don't, they can't teach that in the churches.
They'll be raptured by death.
That would destroy their collection plate. And that's what they're all about.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
There's going to be a lot of people, a whole bunch of people that won't listen. And they're going to be blowing in the breeze, man. They're not going to have a leg to stand on. They're going to have no excuse. Angel will walk up to them. What is the name of the Almighty? Gawad? Chop. Next. What is the name of the Almighty?
Yeah.
Lord? Chop.
Right.
Well,
yeah, so we discussed the simile given by Yahshua in Matthew chapter 24, where he says that one woman will be in the field, two women in the field, one will be left and one will be taken, right? But he compares it to Noah's flood. Well, the ones who were left were Noah and his family. They were the ones left behind. the others were taken by the water. So you want to be
and
left
Yahweh
behind.
Yahweh said, I won't destroy the world by water again. It'll be by fire the next
by
time.
Fire.
Well, I just did my latest wake-up call on comes the fire. And we're talking about Planet X and stuff. I don't know what anybody thinks about Planet X. I've had my reservations about this and that and a few other things. But it's not going to hit the planet Earth. It's not supposed to do that. It's supposed to pass by. And the gravitational pull will cause tectonic shifts, which will cause volcanic action.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's entirely plausible. I can deal with that.
Yeah.
Because it separates some of these plates and, Washington, D.C. is right over a joining of tectonic plates. And if that opens up, they could have volcano right in the White House front lawn.
Right.
Which wouldn't bother me at all.
And melt that menorah that's right there in the front lawn. Right?
They had a menorah on Fountain Square back when I lived up in Ohio, and I was the head of the Klan at the time, and we put a cross on Fountain Square. Uh-huh. We had to take Cincinnati all the way to the Supreme Court for equal time for whites, and we won.
Yeah, very good.
We put the Christian cross on Fountain Square Christmas time.
Yeah.
In opposition to the menorah.
Yeah, if the Jews get a menorah.
And complete Klan garb and the whole bit, and Cincinnati went nuts.
Uh-huh.
And we had Cincinnati factionalized, and so many of the white people came down in support of us. And that's what scared them. They backed off because the amount of white people were in favor. Of course, they had all the liberal college kids and the Negroes and...
Right.
And the Jews. And Cincinnati is a very Jewish town. It has the Hebrew Union College there.
Okay.
And that's we just stuck it to them. I didn't back off at all. Well, that's why I did such a lengthy prison sentence later, because it was payback. They really wanted me bad.
Yeah, right.
So, well, they got me. Okay. I hope they had fun. I got hooked up with Eli while I was in prison. And it's all been uphill from there. Yeah, here I am on EFR.
Yeah.
And all my
reminiscing
stuff
about the good old days.
Is published. And I had a heck of a time. They kept transferring me from prison to prison because I was teaching the white guards all about Christian identity. All
right, very good.
And they would fire guards and everything else. And man, it was crazy. Yeah.
Well, hopefully Alfred will make the best of it while he's in prison. You know, maybe convert a few people while he's there. Okay, and learn more about Christian identity. He was just beginning to become, you know, involved in Christian identity. So, but he'd been Jew savvy for decades. So,
That's one step.
Yeah,
you know, that's one step. You got to take the rest.
Yes, yes. Okay, so will there be a secret rapture? Where does this doctrine come from? This is the gospelcoalition.org. And let me put this in the chat room. And I will just read from it quickly here. Rats. I lost the chat room. Okay. Well, let me just read this here.
Nelson Darby. Yeah.
Yeah. This is published October 9, 2014. Will Christians be secretly raptured? And this is actually a kind of a review of the movie Left Behind. This past weekend, the eschatological thriller Left Behind opened in theaters. It joins a flood of Christian movies this year, including Exodus, Son of God, God's Not Dead, Heaven is for Real, and Noah. Okay, let's not count Noah. I don't know why they would say that, but yet Left Behind stands out among this surge of Christian films, not just because it stars Nicolas Cage, another bad movie by Nicolas Cage, and not just because it's based on the wildly successful Left Behind novels by Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins. Perhaps more than the other films, Left Behind captures believers' imagination because it portrays a future world-changing event, the secret rapture. That moment, Jesus suddenly snatches up all Christians to himself years prior to his visible second coming. All Christians? All Christians? Yeah. Well, even in Matthew chapter 24, the two women in the field, they're both Israelites, presumably Christian Israelites, okay? So one of these Christian Israelites stays behind and the other is snatched up. So they certainly can't argue that all Christians will be raptured. As producer and writer Paul Alon put it, quote, it's a Bible-based movie, loosely. It's a biblical story. It's a true story, he says. It just hasn't happened yet. Now, that's got to be hype. That's got to be hype for the, for the movie, right? Yeah, because obviously he can't. It's not going to happen. So it can't be true. As a result, it can cause us to wonder, what will it be like when all the Christians suddenly disappear? Well, first of all, it's not going to be all Christians, because the vast majority of Christians aren't really believers. They're just putting in, it's the, what's the church of see and be seen?
Yeah.
That's the church most of them go to. They're hardly practicing Christians. You know, was it Crino, Christians in name only?
Crinos.
How close are we to the rapture? Will I be taken or left behind? Well, we just decided and proved that we want to be left behind. We don't want to be taken. But there's another question we should ask, one that may surprise you. Is the rapture taught in the Bible? It may come as a shock to learn that many Bible-believing Christians today doubt the rapture, and that most Christians throughout history had never even heard of it. That is correct.
Not in there. That's why.
That's right. Yeah. It wasn't invented until John Nelson Darby in the late 1800s distorted the teaching of Margaret MacDonald, because Margaret MacDonald actually taught that everybody needs to go through the tribulation. But John Nelson Darby changed it. Okay. Steve, would you take over for a minute? I have to mute myself for a minute or so. Okay.
All right.
Please take over.
The brief history of the secret rapture. The doctrine of the secret rapture emerged during the early 19th century through the teachings of John Nelson Darby, 1800 to 1882. Darby was one of the early leaders of the Plymouth Brethren movement, and his teachers, or his teachings, became known as dispensationalism. Darby's dispensationalism distinguished sharply between Israel and the church. The former was earthly, he believed, and the latter heavenly. God had two distinct peoples and separate plans for each. Thus, Darby understood Old Testament prophecies as applying only to Israel, the earthly people of God, rather than spiritualizing such prophecies. He expected a literal fulfillment of God's promises to literal Israel. So when, according to dispensational thought, would God fulfill his prophecies to Israel?
Ooh, that's an interesting question.
During the millennium, Revelation 20, verses 1 through 8, after Jesus' second coming. There comes Jesus.
Oh, boy. Yeah, well, that's when the tares get burnt.
Well, oh, that tells you in 2 Thessalonians what's going to happen about him coming in flaming fire.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a hater, Pastor Steve.
Yeah, yeah. So Darby made this great distinction between the Jews, as he understood them, and the church. But there really is no church in Scripture. There's only the congregation, and that congregation is Israel. So Darby's dispensational is a false doctrine, because the church, as he calls it, is actually Israel. Okay, but there's no way you can know that if you think the Jews are Israel. Okay, please continue.
Okay. So, in order for God to resume these plans for Israel, Darby believed, God would first need to remove the church from the world.
Oh, really?
The giant cosmic vacuum cleaner in the sky
okay.
will suck you up, boys and girls. Yes, yes. Okay. Hence arose the need for the secret rapture.
Oh, okay.
Darby had, in effect, proposed something new. A two-stage return of Jesus. Jesus would first come to rapture the church and then return again
okay.
in visible glory.
All right. Now, what's his basis? Maybe this article goes into it.
He had all that good wine, and I think when he was alive, 1800, 1882, marijuana was not illegal, and
all
they
right.
could get all those sacred mushrooms.
Neither was cocaine.
And the sacred mushrooms would give him a vision, and he'd get all of this.
Right.
Anyway, Darby's views spread rapidly, especially in the United States. The dispensational system, including the secret rapture.
Yeah, right.
Was disseminated.
But it's not a secret anymore. Okay.
Quiet, Eli.
Okay.
Disseminated through prophecy conferences and received support from evangelists like D.L. Moody.
Oh, wow.
Billy Sunday. Hallelujah.
And Billy Sunday, new identity.
Sunday.
Dwight L. Moody founded the Moody Bible Institute here in Chicago. It's one of the biggest.
And one of the biggest bands, the Moody Blues. Right.
There you go.
By far.
The Moody Blues Bible.
I'm so bad.
Yeah.
By far the most important boost for Darby's teaching, however, came from the Scofield Reference Bible.
Okay, there we go again.
Yeah. Scofield's work became the English standard for fundamentalist Bible-believing Christians in the early 20th century. And in the process exposed thousands of readers to the secret rapture through his dispensational informed study notes.
Okay. So you can say that Scofield is the one who invented modern dispensationalism that virtually every Protestant denomination now teaches. Okay. Along with the marked demarcation between the Jews and Christians, without reference to any connection between Old Testament Israel and New Testament Israel. They believe the Old Testament Israelites are the Jews, and in the New Testament it's Christians. That's what dispensationalism believes. Okay, so the Jews were rejected in the New Testament, but everybody believes that they're going to be saved because there's various Old Testament prophecies that say that Israel will be saved. But I haven't seen any signs that the Jews have any interest in being saved.
Well, they're going to be saved. We're going to keep them in big sheds until they dry out.
Right.
And they're thoroughly dry, and then we can use them for bonfires.
Right.
As good as a log.
There you go.
Yeah. What are you burning? What are you burning there, Lester? I had a couple of Jews in the barn.
Right.
Well, they make real good fire. A little smoky though.
Yeah. Right. Right.
I know.
As the
Israelite one says, you guys are having too much fun.
We're having way too much fun.
How can we be anything but joyous when we're talking about the Word and
what
Yahweh is doing on the planet and his hammer hand coming down on
there
all the evil?
Yeah, Maccabee. His Maccabee is coming down on those rascals. Right.
Right.
So, yeah. All right, please.
The secret rapture doctrine continued to gain steam in the latter half of the 20th century, and the advent of modern Israeli Sachadil in 1948 already seemed a clear sign that God was restarting his plans for Israel.
Mm-hmm. Seems that way, but...
Yeah, mm-hmm. The rapture must be close. Okay. Books like Hal Lindsay's The Late Great Planet Earth and movies like A Thief in the Night further popularized dispensational teaching. And then there are the Left Behind novels, which have sold millions...
We're in the wrong business.
And captured the imagination of a new generation.
Truth just doesn't sell.
I've read them.
Uh-huh.
And it's an interesting read and a fantasy story, which is what it is. It's good fantasy. If you like sci-fi,
Right.
That's what it is. I mean, it's total malarkey, but it
right.
Whatever. I mean, if you're bored or really drunk,
right?
You could sit there and watch that stuff. The rise and spread of the secret rapture teaching is a remarkable story. In just a century and a half, a previously unknown doctrine has become a central eschatological hope for millions.
Okay, so what evidence is there from the Bible? They all say they're Bible believers. Where does the Bible teach a secret rapture? Where does it teach it?
Well,
I'd like to know.
No, Eli. That's why it's
right.
It's
okay,
a,
right.
C.
Ah, now I get it. Thank you.
There you go.
Okay. Well, I know it's not taught in Matthew 24:42-44, but read these next two paragraphs, and I'll dial up these verses to see if there's any evidence in these verses that are referenced.
Is the rapture in Scripture? Ultimately, we must assess. Pardon me. I'm a little too far back from the screen.
Yeah, right.
Assess doctrine not on the narrative of church history, but on the text of Scripture. Imagine that, actually.
Yeah, really.
on the text of Scripture. The fact that the secret rapture and dispensationalism are the new kids on the eschatological block doesn't necessarily mean they are false. Doesn't necessarily mean they are not false.
Right.
Previous generations could have misinterpreted their Bible.
Yeah.
As Protestants, we hold Scripture, not church tradition, to be authoritative. So why don't you read the Scripture?
Yeah. No, he's absolutely wrong about that. They're totally bound up in church tradition. They think they know Scripture, but they don't.
Well, yeah. They know what Pastor Leibowitz is saying up
right.
On the pulpit in his black robes.
Okay. So, yeah, even the, who are the, not the dispensationalists, the people who came to America, the pilgrims and the others, they had the Geneva Bible, and they regarded the previous interpretations around them, especially in the Anglican Church, to be lacking, and they thought that the Bible needed to be studied more. And they were the Congregationalists. They were the Congregationalist movement, and so they did not rely on the traditions of either the Catholic Church or the Anglican Church. They decided there's more to interpreting the Bible than those people are capable of. So we're going to read it for ourselves and make up our own minds. Okay? Those are the people who founded America.
That's important.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. So he probably...
You will not think for yourself. It's important.
Yes. Yes.
This is the new Germany, and you are not allowed to think.
Right. Tinker. You can tinker all you want.
You will be put in with Monica and Alfred in the new Germany.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
well, okay.
Well, the new Germany is just the right size to put in the commode and flush.
Right.
We need to go back to the old Germany.
Well, yeah.
Uncle Adolf had it right, and we just, you know, mm-hmm. If it works, don't fix it. Well, we didn't fix it. We screwed it all up. White man fighting white man. Oh, man.
Yeah, right. Yes. Well, okay, Matthew 24:42-44. Is there any evidence that there's going to be a secret rapture? Watch ye therefore. Well, let me back up, because verse 41 is, the two women shall be grinding at the mill. The one shall be taken and the other left. Okay, and we already discussed the fact that it was, you know, the simile was taking us back to the days of Noah, when Noah and his family were the ones that were left behind, and everybody else was taken by death. So, you know, they got that backwards. Verse 42, watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. Okay, well, that's just the timing. It doesn't say anything about it being secret. But know this, that if...
You need to prepare your life,
that's
your
right,
spirituality beforehand, so you are ready, like the bride, ready for the bridegroom.
Yes.
Have your lamp lit and be ready, because he's going to come unannounced. Not
right.
secretly, unannounced.
Yes. Quickly, yeah, and then
you don't want to get caught with your pants down at that point.
Right, and isn't there a verse that says that he shall come as the lightning, and everybody in the whole world will see him from horizon
from the
to
east
horizon,
to the west, and it will be kabam! How
kaboom!
Fast is lightning?
Yeah, right. So it's not going to be secret. But it is going to be quick,
and
right?
It's going to be mighty scary for those
who
don't obey
That'll be one heck of a light show. All right.
They do not like those verses that tell what he's going to do when he comes.
That's right.
Ooh.
Okay, verse 43. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come... That means the people are observing, not just resting on their lawyers.
Watchmen on the wall, that's us.
Resting on their lawyers. I just came up with a good simile. All right. Had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have been expecting to be raptured. And would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Well, I'd say the Christian house is being broken up, smashed to pieces. And not much going to be left of the Judeo churches, virtually nothing. They're going to be just as bad as the Jews in terms of the fire that's going to be running through all of these denominations. Verse 44, therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. So especially the rapturists, because they're pretending that they're not going to face all this tribulation. So that verse doesn't prove anything. Let's see. What's the next verse? 1 Thessalonians 5:2. Okay, hold on. I had to sneeze. Sorry about that.
Gesundheit.
Danke schön. 1 Thessalonians 5:2. What is the... Okay, the day of Yahweh. Well, let me start with verse 1. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of Yahweh so cometh as a thief in the night. Because he's repeating the words of Yahshua. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon the woman with child, and they shall not escape. What did he say? They shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep, or let us not pretend that we're going to escape the tribulation, as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Okay. No indication of a secret rapture there.
Nope.
No indication there.
But it sells well. So
yes, it does.
Gonna continue it.
Okay, 2 Peter 3:10. Let's see what 2 Peter has to tell us. No evidence yet. 2 Peter 3. And this Easter works really well. Let me back up to verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of Yahweh will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise. Okay. If there's a secret rapture 7 years before the actual day of judgment, then I don't see it here either. And the elements shall melt with fervent heat, The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Okay. No indication of a secret rapture here.
Yep. What did I say on my last wake-up call show? Comes the fire.
Right.
That was the title of the sermon. And they don't want to hear that either.
Yeah.
Our people do. Everybody liked it.
Yes, very good. Well, there's no question he's going to come quickly, and for most people, they'll be surprised. They'll be taken by surprise.
As in, oh,
surprise happens.
deleted, yes.
Happens. Expletive happens, right? Hillary happens. Tears get burned, okay? Yes.
Where's my asbestos suit?
Okay, so, all right, so, but again, the coming of Jesus to take people has already been identified as his coming in glory in the immediate context without any clear textual indication that another coming is in view. So, in other words, if there's going to be he's going to come to secretly rapture a bunch of people.
Well, and what I have seen in Scripture, those, when he comes, we have to endure all this bad stuff till he comes. He is then going to gather the remnant to him. We will be restored to our divine bodies. And we will come back with those avenging angels when we can no longer be harmed.
Right.
And we will be an overwhelming horde running around like me with swords. You know, being the Ginzu man, slice and dice.
Right. We have a message for you.
We have a message for you.
Yes.
Brother O. Brother Air Bear has O crapture.
Right.
Oh, I love that chat room.
He's going to be the sloganeer.
He's going to be the kingdom. Sloganeer.
Right. Okay. I mean, this is a good point here. There's no clear textual indication that there's going to be two comings, two second comings. Well, it's a second coming and a third coming is what he's actually saying. All right.
Why would he need to do something again? He's Yahweh in the flesh.
Now here.
He gets it right the first time.
Now this is the first time. Let me read this next sentence. Further, the Old Testament analogy of Noah and the flood suggests that those taken are actually the ones swept away in judgment.
Yeah, that's what I said on my show the other night.
Right. This is the first time
Exactly what I said.
This is the first time I've ever read a non-CI person say this. And that's the correct observation. You know, if the simile, all of the rapturers get the simile backwards, the metaphor backwards. Okay? You want to be left behind. You don't want to be taken.
That's right. We will be left behind to rebuild.
Amen.
Because it is our inheritance, and New Jerusalem will be coming down. We will live in that, and all those that are not enemies of Elohim, of the other races. Now, we're not going to kill them all. We're going to kill the evil ones. The others will be drawers of water and hewers of wood. Those that don't hate us, those that have not been in opposition to Yahweh and been part of the opposition, and that is going to be a few.
Yeah,
now, that's not going to be many either. I mean, there's going to be a lot of white people that aren't going to make it into the kingdom.
That's correct.
And that's what we keep telling these people.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of them we've got some of them off the fence. Some of them have listened.
Yes. Oh, for sure.
but not enough, as far as I'm concerned. I want more, 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 more.
Right.
I want,
you're greedy.
This harvest is still a master curse.
Spiritual greed, Pastor Steve.
I want
more.
In the harvest. I want more of my brothers and sisters to
feel. Amen. Amen.
Because
all right.
That's what we're supposed to feel. That's love. That's
right.
Love our kindred.
Yeah, because unlike Noah's Ark, this ark can fit billions of souls, right? It's not limited by space and time. The second coming and the kingdom are not limited by space and time. But I'm blown away.
The kingdom is coming in stages. Part of it's here now. The message is here.
Right.
Some of the wrath has come down.
Oh, man, yeah.
We've seen a lot of them taken out. We're seeing more being taken out. We're seeing all these things that are happening. And we will be protected from all these avenging angels because we will have the mark of Elohim on our forehead. In other words, in our mind.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
We will know Yahweh, and we will call upon Yahweh, and we'll have the mark of Yahweh. He will invisibly mark us.
Uh-huh, right.
Because we are his chosen and his remnant, his inheritance, and he's not going to allow us, his people, to be harmed.
That's right. That's right. If we repent and are part of the remnant.
I try to tell the white nationalists all the time.
Yeah.
Brother man. White brethren, the ultimate white nation, the only white nation that's ever going to make it is the kingdom of Yahweh.
Amen.
That's the ultimate white nation. We will be dominant over all the others. We will be restored to our proper status
of dominion. Genesis chapter 1.
Oh, I don't want to hear about that Jewish Jesus. Won't hear about Jewish Jesus from me.
Yeah.
We'll hear about the rule of Yahweh and all the rules he says that we're not supposed to race mix. And that's a terrible abomination and will be punished. Now, how does that go against what you believe?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know,
well, they don't want to look into it because they believe that the Bible is a Jewish book.
Well, it would interfere in their partying.
Right, that's for sure.
Basically, a lot of that is a party culture. That's the old biker culture gone wild.
That's right. Yeah, gone racist. Right.
All bikers always were racist.
Yeah, they always were. That's right. Yeah. So he continues, while it's possible these texts or others describe a secret rapture separate from Jesus' return, it's not clear or perhaps even probable. And that's correct, because none of these verses that have been cited say anything about a secret rapture or a second rapture and a third rapture or a second coming and a third coming. Nothing like that anywhere. Okay. Again, part of what drives the doctrine of the secret rapture is the function it serves in classic dispensationalism to separate God's current workings in Israel, namely the Jews, and the church. So I don't see how this for a secret what are the dispensationalists trying to accomplish here? That the Christians will be secretly raptured while the Jews have to endure tribulation for 7 years because they haven't had enough tribulation yet. Okay, I don't know how this solves any theological issues about Israelites, Jews, and Christians. I just don't see the relevance. Okay. Anyway. Should Christians watch this movie, Left Behind? Full disclosure, I have not seen the new Left Behind film and probably won't. I'm mainly avoiding it because the reviews are so poor. I can imagine it's a really poor movie. It has Nicolas Cage in it. And I'm too busy for potentially bad art. But more generally, what should Christians do with movies or books or teachings built on the secret rapture theory? Watch and read and listen to what you want, but be aware. Be aware of the historical background and biblical challenges surrounding the secret rapture doctrine. Don't just assume it's true because of the emotional effect of its portrayal in a movie or a book. Well, now, this is, true. Yeah, this is true for everybody, not just Christians. I mean, there's so many bad movies that have distorted history, like the Holocaust and
the constant Diary of Anne Frank.
Right.
The movie, you know.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, just, wow.
The book and the movie, really bad, right? Any movie that promotes the Holocaust is really usually bad acting, bad writing, bad, 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 boring,
well,
boring, boring.
You see, Anne was a genius.
Yeah, right.
She was there, and she invented the ballpoint pen all on her own and assembled the first ballpoint pen while she was locked up.
That's right.
Isn't
yeah.
that marvelous?
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, they stole her invention, and it didn't come out until 1950.
Right.
1950. Yeah. But yeah. That was a theft. They found her diary, and it
right.
had the diagram of the ballpoint pen.
Well, right. It was stolen by her father and her uncle.
Yes.
Okay. And but there are two parts to the diary. One in kind of like block printing that a child would use, and then it was cursive writing, so you have two completely different styles. And then the two brothers sued each other for author rights, you know. If it weren't for the fact that one Jew sued another.
Is that where the term arthritis comes
yeah,
from?
Right. You're getting as bad as Brother Hebert. Okay. All right. So, yeah, that's true for all movies, okay? Purporting to be historical or documentary or whatever. You know, withhold judgment. And be aware that the secret rapture is one of those secondary doctrinal issues over which Christians can disagree. Although, I'd say the rapture doctrine has, because of all the books and the movies, has taken over the minds of the most delusional Christians. It grieves me to think of churches or Christians dividing over it. If you're a secret rapture skeptic, as I am, if you couldn't tell, will you be upset if you're wrong and you get raptured? Well, you're supposed to still love people even though they disagree with you, right? Even if they're not Christian, even if they're Muslims or Jews, or unless they're white nationalists, then you don't love them. Okay, that's the exception. Yeah. Hey, Jesus, why do you rapture me? Didn't you read my TGC article? If, on the other hand, you have rapture fever, will you stop faithfully following Jesus if things deteriorate? Persecution or suffering come and you must endure it. Now that's a good question, because this reminds me of, well, it happened in 1844, the Great Disappointment, which several prophets were proclaiming that the year 1844 would be the Second Coming. Okay? And when it didn't happen, there was a what's called the Great Disappointment. Many Christians lost their faith over this false prophecy and the disappointment that ensued. So, well, what kind of faith did they have?
Sown on stony soil.
Yeah, there you go. Where's that parable? All right, the parable of the sower. Okay. Well, now, if you've got a false expectation, like they did in 1844, as they do today with this rapture doctrine.
Under a strong delusion.
Yes. How are they going to react? Were they ever really Christians in the first place? Okay.
They were nominally Christians. They
yes.
called themselves Christians.
Yeah. Or is it nothing but hope? Vain hope.
What's in a name, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And if it doesn't turn out in their time frame, they don't trust in Yahweh to take care of it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay.
They want it. They want it now.
Yeah.
We want the
right.
world, and we want it now.
Finally, be aware of your hope. Did he steal this line from Barack Obama? As you groan at life in this broken and sin-soaked world, place your hope in Jesus' coming, not in a certain theory of how he will come. Very good.
That's good.
Yeah, this is very sound advice.
I like that.
Yeah, there's some very good statements in this article. Of course, those who believe in the secret rapture believe Jesus is coming back. Yeah, well, but they also believe that they're going to be spared the tribulation. But when I talk to such folks, I sometimes get the sense that they're really comforted by knowing that they'll be beamed up before the world goes completely haywire. In other words,
yep.
A false hope.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Old Scotty has left his post.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Scotty died.
Okay. Well, Scotty. We've got this rapture thing down pretty much.
Yeah.
I want everybody to pay attention closely to what's going on with this immigrant horde coming up.
Uh-huh.
This is our most clear and present danger.
Yeah.
We want to see what the reaction of the powers that be is going to be. This is going to be the testing point of truth for Trump, I think.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. I don't usually like to put much opinion in this, but if he doesn't do something,
right,
it's going to be war, because the people down there are going to revolt.
Well, if any place, guns are legal in Texas, unlike Chicago, right? I don't think they're banned anywhere in Texas. So it's time for a reckoning here. And we'll see if Trump is going to back up his words. He's the wall is being built in a snail's pace here and there. But it really hasn't stopped the flood of immigrants. So I don't know what we can expect. But if Trump doesn't deliver on this campaign promise, then he's obviously a charlatan. Yeah. Obviously a charlatan. Okay. But interesting, this recent bomb fiasco that I guess somebody sent pipe bombs to various Democrats, while my modem was down, I just found out about it.
Yeah, one of them was what's his name? The guy that played.
De Niro.
Robert De Niro. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Liberals. It was only the bomb threats were only for liberals. Now none of them got killed. None of those bombs were exploded, and they were probably all fake to begin with. Okay. So.
Who sent them out?
Yeah, right. And is this just another...
If they weren't actually going to kill any of them...
Right.
It could have been the left...
Right.
...trying to portray the right as radical, violent people.
Right.
To pass more violent, radical laws.
Yeah, a last-ditch effort.
I mean, they do that. And
yes,
they
do.
And they might have even sacrificed a couple of their own.
The next round may just actually blow a couple Democrats up, right? And blame it on Republicans.
That's their modus operandi.
Right, right. But the faker let the cat out of the bag when he targeted Soros. Right? So since Soros was targeted, the mass media actually had to mention his name in the same breath with Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton.
Yep.
Okay, he let the cat slip out of the bag. he never should have sent one to Soros, and I guess Soros was out of town anyway, so he wouldn't have been blown up had a detonator.
You never know where Soros is at any given time.
That's right. Yeah, he's really Henry Kissinger
in
disguise.
Well, we've got 1 minute. We've got less than 1 minute here.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes on Texas, folks, and pray without ceasing, and ask for Yahweh's intervention in all of this, and for his wrath to come down on these evil ones.
Yes.
And
for Alfred and Monica.
Imprecatory prayer, and pray for Alfred. Monica's out, but pray for Alfred. He's in the gulag.
Yes, very good. All right, folks, here's some breakout music.
Tonight there's gonna be trouble.
Some of us won't survive. Some of us won't survive. See, the boys and me mean business. Sharp. These boys mean business. Oh, dead or alive. I've never listened to the lyrics of this song. Right. Okay.
We're out.
We're out.